A federal jury has ruled against eBay in a patent infringement suit. It could be a significant setback for the online auction company. The Norfolk, Virginia jury sided with Thomas Woolston, a Virginia entrepreneur who patented software and procedures for staging online auctions just before eBay went into business. The jury ordered eBay to pay $35 million in damages to Woolston's company. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Thomas Woolston, a 39-year-old electrical engineer from Great Falls, Virginia, says he had his idea for a secure internet auction site nearly a decade ago after hearing about the effect the Major League walkout was having on a local business.
It was the baseball strike of 94. It was actually about a baseball card store in McLean, Virginia that was being affected by the strike. And I'd heard that story and I thought, well, gee, there's got to be a way for the internet to help this small store survive.
The idea that Woolston and his company, Merck Exchange, came up with was a system to allow buyers and sellers to get together on the internet and conduct secure transactions. But despite filing three patent applications, Woolston says eBay beat him to the punch, setting up its own online auction service. He says as a result, he was forced to largely dissolve his company.
My board gave me a tough pill to swallow in December of 2000 when they said that we were going to have to let the staff go because we weren't going to be able to meaningfully compete against eBay. And the board told me that I had to sell off the intellectual property rights, the patents, and try to innovate in another area, to do something else.
But Woolston and his company continued to pursue eBay in court. This week, a jury sided with Woolston. After deliberating for 3 days, jurors found eBay had acted willfully to violate the patents at issue. Kevin Persklove is an eBay spokesman.
We're disappointed. We believe that the weight of the evidence as presented by the eBay legal team throughout the 4 weeks of this trial does not justify the jury's decision.
The jury verdict covers only merchandise for sale at a fixed price. That represents about a third of eBay's business. But Persklove says the company doesn't believe the patents at issue in the court case were enforceable to begin with.
Patent at play here, as far as Merck Exchange was concerned, was a patent in which they maintained that they could use the internet to essentially establish a third-party intermediary to interact between buyer and seller.
eBay says it will ask the judge to set aside the jury verdict, and failing that, could appeal the case in U.S. Circuit Court, meaning the case may not be over yet. Patent law experts say whatever the final outcome, the case could have a major effect on eBay, which posted profits of around $250 million last year. They say it could force the company to drop a discount service it operates called Half.com, as well as eliminate its popular Buy It Now option on its auction site. The judge is expected to rule later on how to enforce the verdict and whether to award additional damages. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.